New York is drawing more of its electricity from wind power than ever before, but that trend could stop if the state abandons its renewable energy targets this year. The state's renewable energy standard requires New York to get 30% of its electricity from sources such as wind and solar, and it's set to expire at the end of 2015. Kit Kennedy of the Natural Resources Defense Council says the wind industry could feel serious consequences if the state decides not to extend it.
Particularly for wind, it's extremely bad news. It means that this important policy, which has really supported investments in wind power, and the growth that we've had in wind power will just come to a halt.
But there are other options for the wind industry if the standard expires. Governor Andrew Cuomo has created a green bank to fund as much as $5 billion in clean energy investments. The governor's office says the bank is designed to support wind and solar development, as well as energy efficiency projects. In March, New York drew a record-breaking 7% of its electricity from wind power. That's up from virtually nothing 10 years ago. Kennedy says New York should keep up that progress by not only extending, but expanding its renewable energy goals to 50% by 2025.
That is both an ambitious and an achievable target because, of course, New York State is blessed with great renewable energy resources, not only wind and solar, but a lot of hydropower, which we've successfully harnessed.
New York's first wind farm started delivering power in 2000. In the past decade, wind power in the state has grown from about 50 megawatts to more than 1,700 megawatts currently. For New York News Connection, I'm Derek Hawkins.